And we're going to revisit a story that we've been reporting, and that is what's happening in South Africa. Right now, government officials are considering a state of emergency in the cities of Cape Town and Joburg in the aftermath of a burst of anti-immigrant immigration violence. South Africa, we're talking, here are the numbers. 56 people dead, 650 people injured, and at least 80,000 people displaced. This is violence against immigrants who have fled from Zambia, Mozambique, and Botswana because of the troubles there. We're joined by the BBC's Africa editor, Martin Plaut, who's been covering the story. And Martin, welcome. The South African government, which has set up housing for some of these immigrants, says it's not creating a refugee camp. What is happening there?
Well, to be absolutely honest, the situation is extraordinarily confused. The government has been considering its options. Now, what happened today was that the Western Cape, that's the area around Cape Town, the provincial government asked for areas to be declared disaster areas. This would presumably give them greater powers in which to establish some kind of temporary shelters. The government at a national level is determined not to call it an emergency, not to call them refugee camps, but frankly, there are large tented areas where there are a lot of people who are seeking refuge. Well, to me, that sounds like a refugee camp.
And that's a huge disconnect between the local and the federal governments. Let's take a listen, though, from the perspective of some of the people who are living in makeshift tents.
There's no toilets, there's no dispensary, there's no clinic. So if you reach there, you find that even a dog, you can't keep it at that place.
That's a Tanzanian man describing living conditions after he's been run out of his home from. How would you describe the people who have been attacking these immigrants?
Well, what we're really seeing is poor on poor violence. You're seeing the poorest elements in South African society, most of whom are black, attacking other people who are poor, again, who most of whom are from the rest of Africa. And they're just, some of them, the people that are being driven out of their homes aren't even from outside of South Africa, but are from inside South Africa. This is just straightforward xenophobia, and the locals turn around and say, well, these people are taking our jobs, they're perverting our children, they are having sex with them, they're selling them drugs. They're particularly attacking Nigerians, who have a terrible reputation.
You're actually quoting from some sound that you yourself got in the streets of South Africa. Let's just take a quick listen to that.
These people are stealing our jobs, our places, so we don't have a place to stay anymore, and you don't have jobs, They are taking everything from us, So we had to kick them out, And they are killing us, They are robbing us, and they're selling drugs, Nigerians, so we don't want them here.
They must go. I think they must go. That is the only solution. Because if they won't go, they're going to kill them, Even the police, I don't think they're going to stop this.
Those are some South Africans explaining why there have been attacks against immigrants. And all of this is happening, Martin, in the backdrop of a struggling economy where I think the unemployment rate is somewhere around 30% and in the midst of rising food prices. But yet and still, you say that the world should not be surprised by these tensions clash or exploding in this way because it's been simmering for some time.
Absolutely. There was a survey done by the Southern African Migration Project, conducted survey, which showed that Southern Africans, the South Africans, were some of the most anti-foreigner people in the world. More than 20% of South Africans wanted all foreigners barred from entering the country. This compares with 13% in Britain, 11% in China, and 4% in the United States. So these kind of attitudes have been around for a long, long time. There have been a series of small-scale clashes. What's happened now is that it's exploded and become much wider.
Martin Plaut, BBC Africa editor. Thank you.
Martin had a story about how porous the border is in South Africa, that it is really, really open season in South Africa for immigration and migration. So that's exacerbated the problem as well. You can keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show, Africa, any other story. We're following the Saturday's Democratic Party intrigue. We're asking if public transit should be free.
And as always, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can send us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Got a podcast available on iTunes and on our website, thetakeaway.org.